Welcome to The Point for Friday, March the 19th. I'm Chris Saliza, co-author of The Point, and I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news that you need to know. Now, on Thursday, the Texas Tribune released an interview that their CEO, Evan Smith, had done with George W. Bush, former Republican president, in late February. And there's a number of lines in it that I want to draw your attention to, all around the same theme, which is George W. Bush, who spent 8 years as the president of the United States, elected as a Republican, the last Republican president before Donald Trump, is basically unrecognizable, his views in the current version of the Republican Party. Let me just give you a few examples. Here's what Bush had to say about the January 6th riot on the Capitol. Quote, "The violent assault on the Capitol and disruption of a constitutionally mandated meeting of Congress was undertaken by people whose passions have been inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes." End quote. On whether the 2020 election was stolen, as former President Trump and many of his allies in Congress have insisted, Bush offered a one-word answer. Quote, "No," end quote. And then this on Trump's populist takeover of the Republican Party. Quote, "History and the United States has shown these populist movements begin to fritter over time, and so I'm optimistic about the democracy," end quote. In just those few lines, it's so clear that the Republican Party that George W. Bush led, his election in 2000, his re-election in 2004, is no more. Whether it's on immigration, debt and deficit, values, these are things that have gone out the window in the modern Republican Party under Donald Trump. And it's worth noting, I'll say, that the Bushes and the Trumps have not exactly been warm over these years. This is not terribly surprising that George W. Bush was critical of Donald Trump. Barbara Bush, George W. Bush's late mother, dismissed Donald Trump during 2016. Obviously, Donald Trump beat Jeb Bush, George W. Bush's younger brother, in the 2016 campaign. George W. Bush and Laura Bush both voted none of the above rather than vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton in 2016. So none of this is new, that level of animosity, but it is absolutely worth noting that the Bush version of the Republican Party that was dominant from the mid to late 1990s all the way through 2008. Remember, George W. Bush was elected governor in 1994 and effectively began running for president soon after he was reelected as governor of Texas in 1998. That version of the Republican Party is no more. And it's not just George W. Bush. I'll point you to a series of Senate retirements recently. Roy Blunt of Missouri, Rob Portman of Ohio, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Richard Burr of North Carolina, and even Richard Shelby of Alabama. Those were all senators either elected or very much part of the Bush version of the Republican Party. They're all leaving in 2022, clearly uncomfortable with what the Trump version of the Republican Party looks like. I'll also note that polling suggests that Bush, Toomey, Blunt, Shelby, Portman, these are exceptions, not the rules. The vast majority of Republican base voters like Donald Trump, believe him to be the leader of the party, and will follow him going forward. And that is The Point for Friday, March 19th. Thanks for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so that you never miss an episode.